This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning and sits down to a lengthy agenda heavy on consent calendar items. The board's expected to approve an agreement between the county, Humboldt State's California Center for Rural Policy, and the state for $1 million in slingshot funding aimed at the local healthcare industry and the struggles it has in retaining trained medical professionals. The board will approve a request from the county probation department for a $100,000 grant from the State Victim Services Division to continue its work of supervising domestic violence offenders on formal probation. This is the fifth year the department has requested the grant funding, and the probation department will match $33,000 of the grant total. The board will also approve a county ordinance that will prohibit commercial cannabis activities in the coastal zone and enter into agreements with the Betty Kwan Chin Center and Food for People with Outreach and Support Services related to CalFresh. The board will terminate the local health emergency declared due to wildfire smoke and approve a request from Trinidad for a coastal zone exemption to expand water service to the fire department. A bill signed into law by Governor Brown will allow community colleges to waive fees for first-time, full-time community college students for 1 year. AB 19 will expand the number of students eligible for a community college waiver, boosting enrollment and graduation rates, expanding access to financial aid while decreasing student debt. The measure will also significantly impact the state's business climate, increasing the number of college-educated workers needed to sustain the state workforce. On Wednesday, starting at 5:30 p.m., Supervisor Ryan Sundberg and the Humboldt County Planning and Building Department will be hosting a public workshop in Willow Creek on proposed revisions to Humboldt County's commercial cannabis land use ordinance. They're looking at repealing a current permit application deadline to allow for applications for commercial activities like cultivation. Also, there's consideration for broadening the scope of the current regulations to encompass commercial cannabis activities for recreational users. As of November 1st, the water and sewer bills in Fortuna will be processed per the winter billing structure. During the winter months of November through April, the water and sewer bills are based entirely on actual water usage. What it means is the more water a customer uses, the more they will pay for sewer. The winter water base rate allows for 300 cubic feet of consumption, and the sewer base rate allows for 500 cubic feet. It's important to acknowledge that the city reads all meters around the 20th of each month. Therefore, it's recommended to stop excessive water use prior to October 20th. The city of Arcata is in the process of completing an update to its Americans with Disabilities Act transition plan. The goal there is to help everyone with or without disabilities to be able to remove barriers and help those who use Arcata's streets, sidewalks, and public buildings safely. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.